Hi, we're doing some research on social involvement. We want to find out how involved people are with their local communities. We'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a minute?
Yes, okay, if it's short.
It won't take long. First, how many of your neighbors' first names do you know?
My neighbors? Oh, lots. Let me see. I'd say about 10, maybe more. I've been in my home for a long time, so I know them all.
Okay. How often do you attend parades or festivals?
Not often. I did when the kids were younger, but now they're not interested. Let's say once a year, maybe even less.
Do you volunteer?
Yeah, we do a lot of fundraising for the local hospital, for arts programs for kids and so on. My wife is very involved in that. We do concerts at Christmas, that kind of thing.
Do you sign petitions?
Sometimes, yes, but not often. I prefer to have more information before I sign things.
Do you go to neighborhood meetings?
No, I'm afraid I don't. I know I should, but, you know, it's always easier to do something else.
How often do you visit with friends and family?
Family all the time. My sister lives across the street, so we see her almost every day. I see my dad a couple of times a week. He lives pretty close.
What about friends?
We get together with friends about once a week. We usually go out to dinner.
Hi, we're doing a survey on social involvement, how involved people are with their local communities. Would you mind answering a few questions?
Not at all.
Okay, let's see. First of all, how many of your neighbors' first names do you know?
First names? Let me see. There's Don and Nancy, and Jack and Barbara, and Lourdes, Sammy, Jerry. Oh, what's her name across the street? That's about it. How many is that? Seven? Eight?
Seven.
There's others that I see pretty often, but I don't know their names.
Okay, that's fine. How often do you attend parades or festivals?
You mean in a year?
Yeah, let's say in 1 year.
Well, we usually go to the Cinco de Mayo Festival and the 4th of July Parade. Then there's usually a music festival in the park in the summer. I'd say we go to 3 or 4 every year.
Okay, do you volunteer?
Yes. I volunteer at my kids' school. I'm in the PTA. I edit their newspaper, and we help them out with maintenance work on weekends.
Uh-huh.
That's about all we have time for.
Do you sign petitions?
Depends on what they're for. But yes, if I agree with the issue, I'll sign a petition, yes.
What about neighborhood meetings?
Actually, it's funny you should ask that, because I just went to one last night. I went to a meeting about improvements to the park down the street.
How often do you visit with your family?
Well, my parents and my brothers all live far away, so we only get to see them once a year.
How often do you get together with friends?
Oh, I don't know, probably a couple of times a week. Maybe a bit more than that.
We'd just like to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
How many of your neighbors' first names do you know?
Not many, because I just moved to this apartment. There's a guy next door, I think his name is Tom. That's all. I actually never see my neighbors.
How often do you attend parades or festivals?
Rarely. There's a street festival in my neighborhood in every summer. I usually go to that because I can't avoid it, but, I don't usually go to things like that, no.
Do you volunteer?
No. I give blood at work sometimes. Or, you know, I might donate money or something if there's a disaster, but I don't volunteer anywhere. I really don't have time.
Do you sign petitions?
No, I won't sign petitions because I don't know what they're about. I vote. That's how I make my voice heard.
Do you go to neighborhood meetings?
Oh, no.
How often do you visit with friends and family?
Well, I see my mom once a month or so, and my brother, he lives nearby, so I see him on special occasions, Thanksgiving and Christmas, things like that.
What about friends? How often do you see them?
Oh, I'd say almost every night. I go out with friends or with people from work.